wants to buy this man from you. Name your price.
All right. 10 gold pieces. You think you won something, don't you? You tell Abu Bakr, I would have taken 3 pieces of gold for that worthless soul.
He would have paid 100. Despite the beatings, Muhammad continues to preach and make converts of our pilgrims. How?
The answer is simple. It lies in the Quran.
What?
His so-called revelations? They're nothing more than idle babblings.
All due respect, Abu Jahal, Muhammad's revelations are neither idle nor babblings. They are powerful, simple, not of this world.
Magic?
It's the only reasonable explanation.
Well then, we must stop him from using his magic poetry against us. Abu Talib, we have the greatest respect for you. But time and again we have pleaded with you to stop your nephew's preaching. And you have done nothing.
He's threatening the peace in Mecca.
A few years ago, he brought peace to Mecca. You praise his wisdom then, Abu Jahal. Remember when the Kaaba was being rebuilt? We were about to kill each other for the right to place the black stone. But Muhammad came, and...
The point is this!
Abu Jahal,
stop him, or someone else will!
Out! Do you want bloodshed and fighting among Quraysh? Out now! You can see my situation, Abu Talib. It's getting more and more difficult to keep the peace. Please, talk with your nephew.
For the peace of Mecca, I will talk to him. Muhammad, close the door and come in. Please, sit. Son of my brother, Quraysh demand that you stop your preaching. If you don't, I fear I cannot protect you. I am an old man, Muhammad. I cannot fight these people, my own neighbors, my own tribe. People we have known all our lives. Is what you preach so important, Muhammad, that you and I must die for it? That there must be bloodshed in the city? For the peace of Mecca, stop your preaching.
This made Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, very sad. But he answered, saying, if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, I will not stop what I am doing. I will continue until either the word of God prevails or I perish in the process.
Muhammad, say and do what you please. This uncle will never abandon you. Not now, not as long as I live. I say we are Muhammad's clan, and we will stand by him and protect him, no matter what the cost.
Why? Why must we become the enemy of Mecca for one man?
Because he is our nephew, and because he has done nothing wrong.
Aha! The great Hamza speaks. Good thing you're swift with the sword, brother. Because Muhammad's forcing you to use it.
Well, I'm not dying for him just because he says he saw an angel. Muhammad continues to preach, despite all we do to him and his followers. Please stop him
before he ruins everything.
He's coming.
He's praying.
Infidel! I won't let you overthrow our gods! Heretic! How dare you walk away!
Oh, Hamza, you're back.
What is it?
Ah, oh, but you all insulted your nephew. He said horrible things in front of the whole city.
What did my nephew do?
Nothing. He just walked away.
He tried praying here just this morning, but I drove him away. Hamza!
Ah! If you want to fight someone, fight me, you coward. How dare you insult Muhammad when I, too, am of his religion?
No. I didn't know you followed Muhammad.
I do now.
Do what you must.
I know what you teach is true, nephew. I feel it in every word you've spoken. That's why I can say this. There is no God but Allah, and you are his prophet.
Punish them!
This way!
Where are you taking them? Go!
Stop! Let her go! Where is my husband?
Never mind that. Deny Muhammad and confess the gods or die! Do it!
No! No!
Do it!
Say it, mother! Tell them what they want to hear!
Listen to your son, Sumaya!
Tell me truthfully, Amar. Would you deny God and his prophet just to live?
I...
And neither will I. There is only one God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
Do you mock me? Then those words shall be your last!
No!
The first martyrs of Islam.
Poor Sumaya. Poor Yasser.
Thank God, Ammar lives. How is he?
The Prophet is doing all he can to ease his pain. But he fears for our lives and says that those who can should go to Abyssinia.
Abyssinia?
It's ruled by a Christian king, a kind man, who might allow us to live there. I've been asked to lead the group, and I'll need some strong men to help me. Go, Malek. We'll be fine. A lot of ground to cover before they find out we're gone.
They could be in Abyssinia by now.
Tell Khalid to take some men and go after them. They must be brought back and punished so all will know that rebellion will not be tolerated in Mecca.
Thank you.
here lies my most precious necklace. It is yours. Now bless me for my generosity. Well, excellent work.
I understand you know the Abyssinian king.
I do. Quite well, as a matter of fact.
Good. This is for him.
Oh.
You'll get your share if you can convince him to turn the Moslems over to us.
If anyone can do it, it is I.
Ah! It's good to see you again, Amr.
All these gifts are for you.
Your generosity is overwhelming.
You deserve much more.
I understand. You are concerned about these few who have emigrated from your city.
Rebels, sir. They stirred up trouble in our city, and they will do the same in yours. Let us do the favor of taking them from you.
They seem peaceable enough to me.
They have created a new religion which means to destroy all others.
How'd you answer?
Dear King.
Bow to the King.
We bow to no man, sir. Only to our God.
You see, dear King? Anarchy already.
I let it pass. I'm more concerned about their attitude before God than before me. Continue.
Not very long ago, dear King, we were people living in ignorance. Then God sent us a prophet. He called us to worship one God and to always tell the truth. He asked us to love and care for our parents, to help our neighbors, and give to the needy. He taught us that our time here is brief, and that everything around us is a trust from God. The earth, our bodies, we must take care of them, and we will stand before God in a coming day and answer for our deeds.
What they teach, Amr, is the gospel of Jesus.
No, dear King. They do not respect your religion. They say that Jesus is not the Son of God, but merely a man.
Of Jesus, we say what our prophet said to us, that he is the servant of God, his messenger, his word, and his spirit, which he cast upon Mary, the Blessed Virgin.
What we believe and what you believe are like these two beams of light, separate, yet coming from the same source. I would not give you up for a mountain of gold. You may live here as long as you like. As for you, Amr, take your gifts and return to Mecca.
Rich pilgrims thought that they could out-gamble Abu Lahab. Won everything they had. It wasn't you two I beat, was it?
Abu Jahal's nephew, Umar ibn al-Khattab, has joined the Muslims.
Umar? Umar?
Yes! Umar, yes!
No! Not Umar.
Seems he heard the Quran. The beauty of it cleansed his heart, he said.
I know just what to do. Hear me, oh ye gods. We can't do anything to stop the Muslims. Maybe you can help.
Oh, shut up, you drunken fool.
Strike them with the plague.
Would you please? That's it. You solved it.
I did?
We'll treat them like outcasts. Cut them off from everything.
Great. Then they'll leave here and spread their lies throughout all of Arabia.
We won't let them go anywhere. We'll keep them right here and watch them starve.
Starve?
How? We will sign an agreement and hang it in the Kaaba. It will say that no one shall sell or buy anything from Muhammad's followers or those who protect him. No one shall marry them. No one shall assist them in any way. They will be as outcasts to all of Mecca until Muhammad sees the error of his ways.